A word for you from Proverbs 22, verse 5. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. These are words spoken by a man, King Solomon, who spoke in his wisdom now, but he had gone through many thorns and snares himself because his own way had become crooked. When he started following after other gods and seeking his own pleasure, and of course you know about how many women, wives and concubines he had, thinking that he can have pleasure, instead they were to be thorns and snares on his way. But these are the words of God, not just Solomon. And as we last time looked at the fact that if you're crooked, in other words, dishonest with yourself, dishonest with God and man, there will be thorns and snares that God will arrange, not just the devil, on your way. And instead of going from victory to victory, as Paul says, you'll go from problem to problem. But now, in the last part of the verse, it says, whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. If you are walking in a way of thorns and snares, that is your own problem. You've organized it, so to say. You are asking for trouble. But the one who is a true believer, one who fears God and fears sinning, he will guard his soul. Now, of course, especially with the New Testament enlightenment, we are guarded by the Holy Spirit. But with His grace and with His help, we are kept far from thorns and snares. Not just the consequences of sin, but from the things that cause these troubles. Are you living a life that is bringing trouble across your way every day? You find yourself perhaps even now in trouble. And it's because you're walking in the way of thorns and snares. Of course, it doesn't mean that the life of a Christian is just a bed of roses. Yes, there are the thorns that come with the roses sometimes. But if they are thorns and snares because of your sinful life, then you are truly in deep trouble and you need deliverance. You need the grace of God to cleanse you and get you out of there. If you want to truly guard your soul for all eternity, then stay far from these things. Don't go to the edge. Don't go to the edge of the precipice. But remove your feet far from them.